I just wanted to talk a little bit about RNIB Overdrive, because it is the service that many people are using now in the UK in order to download their books from RNIB, rather than the traditional talking book service that we've used for many years. Certainly I have. One of our JAWS customers here in the UK did have a little bit of a problem with the RNIB Overdrive website in that he could not locate the edit field on the web page at all. The edit field, of course, is used for searching for books. Now, in point of fact, we were able to duplicate this on one of our test machines. And by resetting the settings within Internet Explorer, we were able to resolve it on that machine. So I'm hoping that when I visit him later today, I will be able to go through the same procedure and will be able to get him all up and running, because he's only just subscribed to RNIB Overdrive, so it was a little bit disappointing for him. I did contact the RNIB about this, initially by phone, because I thought it would be much easier to talk to somebody about it, and there was no one available who could help me with the query, so I was advised to send an email instead. I sent an email describing all the steps that I'd gone through, including obviously navigating with JAWS line by line in order to locate the edit field, and also pressing the letter E, that is the quick navigation key for moving to the next edit field in JAWS. What I got back was an email the next day suggesting that I either press the down arrow key to move through the text line by line, or to press the letter E in order to move to the next edit field. I did write back and suggest that they really should have read the email. It sounded like a bit of a stock reply, or they hadn't really understood it. But given that it is the RNIB, and also that many of the people who will be using Overdrive will also use JAWS, it may be helpful to have some people who understand the needs of screen reader users and who know the intricacies of each individual screen reader, such as JAWS and NVDA and so on, who can provide some useful strategies about how to navigate if one is finding that there is a problem. Now, having said all that, I believe that our Leesy product really does provide the best support for RNIB Overdrive. If you haven't looked at Leesy, it is a product. Leesy stands for Learn, Enable, Advance, So Easy. I won't go into a full description of it here because there are well over 50 different things that Leesy can do for you to improve your screen reading experience. If you want to read more about it, you can visit our company website at www.hartgen.org. That's O-R-G. However, I thought I would show you the differences between using RNIB Overdrive without Leesy and with. So the first thing I've done is to load up JAWS 15, because that does not have Leesy installed. So here I am about to go onto the RNIB Overdrive page.
RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Page has 7 regions, 11 headings, and 700 links.
Well, to misquote a well-known saying, it is the wise thrush that sings his song twice. We got it 3 times there. But anyway, let's move through the page and see what we have.
RNIB supporting people with sight loss. RNIB supporting people with sight loss. Heading level 1. Link graphic visited. Our main navigation. Link graphic navigation menu. Link menu. Link graphic navigation account. Link account. Link graphic navigation help. Link help. Search. Digital media search. Search. Edit search. Dot dot dot.
There's the search edit field.
Submit search button. Link advanced search. Same page. Link main nav. Navigation region. Subject navigation. Blank. Heading level 6. Featured collections. List of 5 items.
Okay, so there is a lot of terminology on here that a new computer user typically wouldn't understand, I would suggest. The page contains lots of announcements of lists, various regions, graphics, and that is terminology that may not be understood. Let's go back to the first edit field.
Search edit. Search dot dot dot. Forms mode on. Search edit.
Okay, and I will type in Lena Kennedy. And press enter.
Submit search button. Search results. RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Submit search. Help link page has two regions, four headings and 175 links.
All right. Let's move to the next heading.
RNIB supporting people with sight loss. RNIB supporting people with sight loss. Heading level 1 link graphic visited. A main link graphic navigation. Link graphic navigation. Link graphic navigation. Help link help. Search. Digital media search. Search. Edit search. Submit link advanced. Blank. Same page link. Main nav. Blank. Main content. Blank. Heading level 5 filter search by plus. List of 5. List of 1. I list of 1 items. Nesting level 2. Link audiobook. List and nesting level 2. List and nesting level 1. Show me dot dot. List of 1 items nesting level 1. List of 3 items nesting level 2. Same page link all titles. Same page link available now. Link additional titles to recommend.
Where's the search results?
List and nesting level 1. Format 1 plus. List of 1 items nesting level 1. List of 1 items nesting level 2. Link overdrive MP3 audiobook. Search results heading level 3.
Okay, so eventually, pressing H, I found, gets me to the search results.
List of 2 items. Link graphic search results cover view link cover. Link graphic search results list view link list. List end. Sort by. Sort results. Combo box relevancy. Number of results. 114 of 14. Article. List of 14 items. Link options for Automally by Lena Kennedy. Graphic Automally. Link borrow. Link sample. Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy. List of 3 items nesting level 1. Link add to wishlist. Link share apostrophe Automally. Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy more. List end nesting level 1. Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy Automally. Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy Lena Kennedy. Link options for Away to the Woods by Lena Kennedy.
So we get to the next one. So it's not particularly easy in order to move between the different search results, and you're getting a lot of information there. Let's just back up a bit and we'll read the book description.
Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy.
That sounds good. Press enter.
Click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy visited link. Automally RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Click here to view audiobook details for Lady Penelope by Lena Kennedy. Lena Kennedy link. Click here to view audio.
Okay. Let's find the description.
RNIB supporting people with sight loss. Automally heading level 3.
There's the Automally heading.
Heading level 6 by. Heading level 6 link Lena Kennedy. List of 1 items. Heading level 6 link Robin Brown. List end.
That's the reader.
Link borrow. Link add to wishlist. Add to wishlist. The story spans 3 generations living in Automally in the East End of London, beginning at the turn of the century with the first wave of Irish immigrants and ending with the depression of the 1930s. List of 4 items. Link to apostrophe Automally on Facebook.
Okay, that's fine. So we could borrow it directly from here if we wanted to. If we wanted to get to the next search result, we'd obviously go back to the previous page and we'd arrow down and find the next item. Let's now go through the same exercise with Lisi. So now I have JAWS 16 and Lisi running, and there is an item on the Lisi main menu called Search for Books. Or because I'm using Lisi Advanced right now, I can get to it directly via a shortcut key.
Lisi search dialog. List 1 list view. Search the RNIB catalog. 1 of 3.
And we're going to search the RNIB catalog. I'm going to press enter.
Just a moment. Edit search dot dot dot.
Excellent. So we're now in the search edit field. I'm going to activate forms mode.
Forms mode on.
And I'm going to type in Autumn Alley. And I'm going to press enter on that.
Submit search button. Search results RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Please wait. Graphic Automally.
There we go. So we're on Automally, immediately on the title. So we don't have to arrow anywhere at all. And I'm going to down arrow.
Link borrow. Link sample. Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy. Link add to wishlist. Link share apostrophe Automally.
Notice that there are no announcements here about nested lists or regions or anything like that. All of that information has been stripped away from the page and we're just left with the basic content. So let's just arrow up a little bit here.
Link click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy.
And we're going to press enter.
Click here to view audiobook details for Automally by Lena Kennedy link. The story spans 3 generations living in Automally in the East End of London, beginning at the turn of the century with the first wave of Irish.
Now, I didn't do any editing there. What you heard is exactly how Lisi behaves. So, when you activate one of the links pertaining to a book, you are automatically placed at the description because that is where you want to be. Now, if you did want to borrow it, you didn't want to read the description, you could just arrow up.
Link add to wish list. Link borrow.
And you've got borrow right there. So you can go ahead and borrow it. So it's really, really simple. Let's just search for another author here.
Lisi search dialog. List just a moment. Edit search dot dot dot. Forms mode on.
This time we'll search for John Grisham and press enter.
Submit search button. Search results are NIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Document, please wait. Graphic the Racketeer.
And the first item is the Racketeer. We're on the search results now. If I don't want that particular one, I've already read the Racketeer, I can move to the next item.
Graphic A Painted House. Graphic A Time to Kill. Graphic Playing for Pizza.
That sounds an interesting one. Playing for Pizza. Let's just arrow down.
Link borrow. Link sample. Link click here to view audiobook details for Playing for Pizza by John Grisham.
And press enter.
Click here to view audiobook details for Playing for Pizza by John Grisham. Rick Dockery was the third string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in the deciding game at the climax of the season, to the surprise and dismay of.
So it just makes it much easier to navigate the website, given that there are key strategies employed here to get you to the right place where you need to be at any given time. But also, as I say, it strips away a lot of the unnecessary clutter that is present on the pages. Hope you found that interesting, and I'll be back with another audio boo very soon.